You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from SEC Media Days. We are at the College Football Hall of Fame. I've got Bo here. Abe is in for Mike today. I'm Allie Mack. And we're going to go in the huddle in a moment, talk about the Terry McLaurin situation. He's been pretty frustrated. But first, I want to talk about the All-Star Game stuff we did not get to yesterday. Because like I mentioned earlier in the show, yesterday was complete chaos here for 92.9 The Game. We had so many people stopping by, sitting down to have interview. So we really didn't get to talk about the All-Star Game in depth. One thing I forgot to mention yesterday was about the automated ball strike system that was in play for the game Tuesday night, and it was used four times. Three out of the four times the call was overturned. You know the umpires had to love that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I like the human element of it, of the game. I really do. Like, I'm a big proponent of the human element, and it's every sport needs human element because that's all sports are. But I do like having the ball automated ball strike system or whatever with the calls that can check it, because there are some calls and moments that are so egregious that it changes games, which changes, you know, weeks for teams, and can some ways, maybe being a little bit dramatic, alter a season.
You are not losing the human element, though, by implementing that, because you only get two challenges.
I agree.
So what happens is, you know, there's a different human element where the guy's going, hits his helmet, says, check it.
Yeah.
Check it. Or, you know, the pitcher hits his hat and says, check it. That's a totally different human element that would enter this game.
The other thing is you just – you saw not only how effective it was, but how efficient it was. And that's what's really important. You know, obviously we're doing the United stuff, and we have VAR. Right? And it's just like we had a goal scored off a penalty kick the other day 11 minutes into stoppage time because a review took 6 minutes. This took, I don't know,
Seconds. Because I was sitting just right there.
That's the biggest reason it can be implemented and work, is that it is quick.
Well,
baseball's taken a lot of steps to speed their game up. This is not, they were not going to take a step backwards for a 2.5-3 minute review. The fact that it's almost instantaneous is the biggest factor as to why I think we see it in Major League Baseball next year.
That's what drives me nuts with the NFL replay, is at times it can take forever, and you can see it, and then but they're looking for this smoking gun that
if you can't tell in 30 seconds, move on.
Well,
that's my take.
Then that's when you know that it's not normally, like 19 out of 20 times it's not getting overturned.
Yeah.
When it does that.
The other thing I forgot to mention yesterday was I saw the All-Star Sipper in person. Do you remember I was talking about this last week? It's that frozen drink. Yeah. It's normally in the bat-shaped tube. And I have a theory. If you drink a sugary alcoholic drink like that, you are most likely to get in a fight that night, some kind of argument. Something's going to happen.
You have the bat then.
But so people had the All-Star Sippers the other night. It wasn't just the glass that was a star. Bo, Abe, it was a chain. It was a straight chain that you were wearing around you.
Yes. That you're drinking out of a chain?
Yes, you were drinking out of a chain the other night. It was so cool.
What would you rather have in a fight, Bo? The plastic bat or a plastic chain thing that you could swing nunchuck style?
The plastic chain thing. You could even like maybe choke someone if you had to with it.
It might snap.
Hold on. You think it's going to snap then, but if you like use it as a nunchuck and hit somebody with it, it's just going to hold up?
Yeah, but it might only take the one hit. You only need one.
How heavy is this chain?
I love that you guys are really thinking this through because the odds of any of this happening is very unlikely.
They're both very clearly weapons if you're getting.
You've got a better chance of choking someone out than you do knocking them out with that chain.
I feel like if I was attempting to choke someone out, I wouldn't do it with a chain. I'd just go just straight jujitsu style.
Yeah, you get more leverage with a chain. You can pull up on it.
You know, I can be able to sink the hooks in while also focusing on is this chain going to snap?
Yeah, but once the chain snaps, then you can.
Might lose your balance.
Regardless, I feel like today and even yesterday, I mean, we've been so embedded here at SEC Media Days. There's going to be some sort of kind of a hangover for the city of Atlanta because we've been having so much going on. It's kind of going to be a drop in momentum for a moment because we had the All-Star Game. We have SEC Media Days. Beyonce was in town. WWE was in town. And now
I know we'll get to this tomorrow, but Yankees are in town.
That's true.
I mean, it's I get what you're saying, and I do agree.
Yeah.
The Yankees are a big deal, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Truist is going to be packed all weekend long.
Yeah, I don't know what Abe did during the break, but he got, like,
Touch anything.
Notoriously louder.
See me messing with it? Yeah, I had to turn him down.
All of a sudden, my ears are ringing. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, yeah, the Yankees are in town at Truist. I do think Truist just put on such a good show this week, but I could not believe I forgot to mention that the All-Star Sipper was a chain that people were drinking out of.
I wish you'd have bought one.
But, dude, that thing probably had to be like 34. I mean, that's a huge amount of alcohol, so I'm sure the price on that was quite large.
Oh, yeah. Well, those frozen drinks aren't as expensive as you think, but they're using, well, I mean, they shouldn't be anyways. It's just a big jug that they throw the cheapest booze they can find in there.
The last time I got one of those was when Jake Owen was doing an after game concert on the field at Truist. And like, I guess they had sold so many of those frozen drink bats that they didn't have the mix completely frozen, but I was just like, I don't care. I want that. So they gave me like just the liquid of it. So it was just like, I know. It was a different time. It was a different time in my life, but that's the last time I got one of those.
Syrup. Just slurping down syrup.
Oh, there's
like
some booze
alcoholic
in there too.
Syrup is what I was drinking on the field at Truist.
You ever really go back and think that like when you were a kid and you would get like the slushies? And that when you would grow up, you'd be like, I want to slush you with tequila in it or vodka in it. Because that's all those frozen drinks are.
I know.
Just drinking alcoholic slushy. Think about that. Make yourself feel better about that. I had a frozen marg last night, by the way.
Dang.
Went to Cancun, so, you know.
I don't need to talk myself into that. Like, we were talking off air about some of the cruises I take. If I want a daiquiri or something.
Dude, that's pretty much all you need to do on a cruise because vacation is all about like frou-frou drinks for me. I mean, because that's I drink beer all the time. I drink vodka all the time. Like I don't want to go on vacation and drink the same thing
but
in hungry weather.
There is, you know, the conspiracy theory. Maybe I'm the conspiracy theorist because there is a conspiracy theory that they water down those drinks. So if you stick with beer or wine, you're going to get that steady buzz that you're used to.
Yeah, but
straight
also
facts.
You're drinking all day long, too.
That's true.
You're drinking from like 10 a.m.
I can tell you from
10,
experience.
Well, midnight, 1 a.m.
That it's not what I water down. I get the job done very quickly.
I'm going to tell you something. At Cancun's, those frozen margs are not watered down.
All right, let's go in the huddle.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, so Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin, he has been pretty frustrated by contract talks recently.
It was shocking to me to see him talk that openly about the situation.
Right.
Everyone knows that he wants his money, and in my opinion, he deserves his money. But I don't remember a time, and Bo, maybe you can think of some examples where a guy is just openly talking about not, hey, I think I should be paid, but like the real troubles that he's having with the organization right now, and really just being super open, super honest about not feeling valued for a team. Now, the other thing is all this goes away if they hand the contract that he hopes to get, mm-hmm. right, and all is forgiven, but this was a pretty scathing couple of minutes, those comments that he had. And this was, I believe, while he was at a charity event.
Well, it's funny for me. I remember being before it was D'Angelo Hall came over to our radio booth before Falcons-Washington game a few years ago. And when he was still doing their radio network. And he was like, watch out for McLaurin, man. He's like, he's a stud. He can play. He's our best player. And that's when they weren't very good. And the point I'm making, that was the game that Taylor Heinicke was quarterbacking for them and ended up winning. So I think it was like 22, if I'm not mistaken, or 21. My point is Terry McLaurin has been the best player on a really bad team mm-hmm. for a long time in Washington. He's about to enter his seventh year in the league. He's had one really good season. As far as the results on the field where they're winning, and all of a sudden they're finally winning, right, in Washington, and he's like, pay me or I'm out. And I'm sitting here, and I get it. I mean, he deserves to be paid. Don't get me wrong. This guy is a perennial 1,000-yard receiver. He had 13 touchdowns last year. Ironically enough, he probably got the best quarterback play, but he's had 1,100 yards multiple times. He's only had 1 year where he didn't have 1,000 yards. That was his rookie season, and he still had over 900. And now he's like, blank you, pay me. And you would think maybe he would ride it out one more year for a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl. Maybe they're a favorite in some people's eyes. And he's like, no, I want to get paid. And, I don't blame him because he deserves the money.
Yeah, there are some sports where I'll say maybe you bite the bullet for a year or this or that. Football, to me, is not that sport. You have to get your money when you can, mm-hmm. and you just can't take that chance. If I'm Terry McLaurin, and by the way, he's also made it very clear that he wants to stay in Washington. He's made it very clear that he likes being there and wants to be part of this franchise moving forward. But, again, you just can't put that over the potential earnings. You've got to get your guaranteed money when you can.
Yeah, I just don't know where his out is. Like, who would they say, we'll come in, bring you, redo your deal, we'll be cheaper this year and then have you next. I just don't know where that, because I think he's probably going to want a contender as well.
Well, and real quick, sticking with the Commanders for a moment, they have signed Von Miller to a one-year deal.
Yeah, the point is they're going in. They think that they want a situational pass rusher and a guy like Von Miller. They've obviously beefed up their defensive line. That was because, you know, if you go back and you kind of – they got some interior guys still. I know they got rid of, Payne, but Allen's still there. So they've got some guys inside. They're just going for it. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. That's why, again, why this is kind of – is it really the year you want to do this? You don't want to wait 1 minute? But Abe's right. You got to get your money.
Yeah. They got Bobby Wagner now. They brought in Javon Kinlaw. They have our old buddy Eddie Goldman hanging out there too.
He's a run stopper. Eddie Goldman was good against the run last year. I don't care what anybody says. He was the best defensive lineman against the run.
They made the move for Marshawn Lattimore as well.
Which was a move during the year last year.
Yeah, this is correct. This is a team that is definitely going for it. The question is when it comes to Von Miller, is – how much can he give you? You should not be expecting more than a 5-6 sack guy at this point.
Yeah, and real quick, I don't want to backtrack, but I know we got to get the break. But the McLaurin thing, if they're going to pay him, if they're ever going to pay him, and this is probably why he's pushing it, it's right now. Because you have a quarterback in year two of a rookie deal. He's clearly the guy. So if he's going to get paid, this is the time that he's going to get paid from this team.
Well, and I'm going to pause on In the Huddle for a moment because we do have to talk about Shamar Stewart, but I know there are a lot of tentacles to that story, so we're going to talk about that next. Also, we've got some more audio from SEC Media Days from yesterday, and we've got a mic'd up, but it's really an Abe'd up this week. Did Abe complete his 10 miles last night and truly pull an all-nighter? We will find out about that next. It's the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.